Well, it's very interesting in our study of Daniel. We've seen a young man get carried off into exile in a foreign land, probably 1,700 miles through the desert, and he was put into service for a pagan king in a pagan empire. And yet, we don't have any indication that Daniel's been complaining. What's he done, though? He's faithfully served his God, and he served the pagan emperor. Faithful, without compromise. It's interesting, we get to Dan in Daniel chapter 6. There are a bunch of government officials who are jealous of him, who don't like him, and they scheme and they connive and they come up with this plan because they know that nothing, they can't trap Daniel unless it has to do with his faith. And so they convince the king to sign this edict. And Darius, who is the king of the Medes and Persians, he made a law that for the next 30 days, any person who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to the king, would be thrown into the den of lions. But they're like, we have got him now. Well, being they knew who Daniel was. Daniel, being Daniel, would only pray to his God, Yahweh. Meanwhile, his life is going to be at risk if he continues to do this. And yet, he's going to continue his daily habit of thanksgiving. He's not going to change. So King Darius puts the law into effect. Anyone that prays to anyone or any other god except me for 30 days will die. And what's Daniel do? Well, we read in Daniel 6, 10 to 11. When Daniel knew the document had been signed, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open towards Jerusalem. He got down on his knees three times a day and prayed. I'd always noticed that, you know. Oh, yeah, Daniel went and prayed. That's cool. But I never had really seen this before. And gave thanks before his God as he had done previously. Isn't that interesting? He gave thanks. He gave thanks three times a day. There's something to be said for that. You know, praying is hard work. You know, sometimes we have excuses. I don't know what to pray for. And God says, well, I gave you a Bible. Read through that. You know, I'm tired. Well, Daniel's like in his late 80s by this point. I'm busy. He's the prime minister. You know, and I have to admit, I've never been threatened with, if you pray, you're going to die. I've never had that threat, but Daniel did. But it's absolutely incredible that he gave thanks before his God as he'd done previously three times. You know, I pray three times a day. Have breakfast, and I say, thanks, Lord, for this bowl of cereal. Okay. And then do my thing. And I do pray other times too, but I at least pray three times for my meals. But that's really not, I would say, an extended thanks period of giving thanks to God, you know, partially because everyone's hungry and they want to eat and they don't want the food to get cold. But saying grace three times doesn't really, it's not a bad thing to remember where everything comes from. But it's maybe not the same thing. I certainly don't get, let's everyone get down on our knees like Daniel and thank the Lord for the cookies and coffee we're about to have. But at any rate, this is his habit. It's what he had done previously, the scripture says. You know, it's one thing to give thanks when things are going well. Hey, I want to praise God. Everything's going great. I feel good. Things came together. My projects all got completed. But here he is. Praying when what he's doing has been considered a capital offense against the state. That's amazing. He's in his 80s, but he's good enough shape to actually get down on his knees. I don't know how long he stays there, and he's good enough shape he can actually get back up. But it doesn't tell us how much it hurt him. We don't read. He got down and prayed even though his knees, back, neck, and everything else hurt, as some of you might find the case to be. But I wonder, what are some of the things he gave thanks for? You know, maybe he said, Lord, thank you that even though I've been in exile for 70 years, you have been faithful this whole time. Or, Lord, you've given me wisdom and insight, and I know it's all from you, so thank you that you've helped me over all this time. Or, I'm really grateful for my friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I have a feeling, though, at this point, they've gone on to heaven because it's pretty amazing for him to live that long at that time. Or maybe he'd say, thank you, Lord, that your promises come to pass, and one day our people are going to return to the land. Or, Lord, I know through that prophecy and dream you gave that your kingdom is going to fill the earth, and we'll be done with these Babylonians and Medes and Persians. Maybe he would say, thank you, Lord, you've given me enough to eat, having nice clothes, comfortable housing. Maybe he would thank the Lord for the fact that God had helped him navigate the tension of living in Babylon and yet pleasing God all these years. But now he's in the midst of a really hard situation. I wonder if he prayed, Lord, you've never failed me through the years. Now I got a tough situation, but I still thank you. You were with Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego in the furnace. Will you be with me in the lion's den? Well, I don't know, but I know that you're there. Or maybe, Lord, I thank you that you are more powerful than the king's edict. Or, Lord, if this is a time you want me to go into your kingdom, I pray the lions are good and hungry, and they go for a meal me quick. I don't know. But we say that he prayed and he gave thanks. You know, it's not easy to pray in tough times. It's not, it can be easy to pray in tough times, but it's not always easy to give thanks in tough times. And yet God gives us reasons, commands to do so. In Psalm 136, he tells us, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. We're told in Thessalonians, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. And to rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing. In the testimonies we've heard, and we'll hear how even in the hard times, God is good. You know, Daniel may have had to rack his brain sometimes. It would have been hard to daily get down and give thanks, but that's what he did. Somewhere I came across a Thanksgiving prayer based on his faithfulness that somebody wrote. He said, imagine a world where it's illegal to pray, and if you are caught, you will die that day. What would you do? Would man you obey? Perhaps you choose to run away, or would you choose to stay and hide to pray? And if you did, what would God say? Daniel thanked God in his usual way, kneeling before open windows three times a day. Daniel continued to openly pray. The penalty of death he was willing to pay. In America, it's still safe to pray. So give thanks to God for freedom today. It may not always be this way, so determine now God's will to pray. Lord, help us to be faithful in prayer. Help us, Lord, to be diligent to give you thanks. Father, your word is full of reasons for us to praise you. Help us, O Lord, to have the habit of giving thanks to you every day. It's in your name I pray. Amen.